We,
Sonia,
and Janooni are a couple of pals studying science in undergrad. We are not professionals.
Though every episode is meticulously researched, mistakes do happen.
If you notice that anything,
and we mean anything,
we state is inaccurate, please let us know.
Your comments, suggestions, and queries are important in furthering our personal and audience's understanding of science.
Thanks for being a part of this discussion.
We appreciate you.
We really do.
Bop, bop, beep it up, bop.
Welcome back to another episode of Beaker Bros,
where we drink out of beakers.
Because we're bros.
There we go.
I'm Janooni.
I'm Sonia.
And it's Beaker Bros. It has been a long while.
It has been, when's the last one that we did? Like a month and a half ago? Was it the MCAT
mental one? Health. No, it was the mental health one.
Mental health, right.
That makes sense, though, because we were taking a break for our own mental health, guys.
Yeah, practice what we preach, you know?
Exactly. And now we're back.
Is our mental health better?
But this time, we got a fun little, not like a themed one, but like a topic that's kind of specific to October, because it's happening every year.
Yep.
Sonia, take it away.
Yeah, so this month is known as Nobel Month, and that is because the Nobel Prize are awarded every year during the first week of October, I believe. So this year it was October 4th to October 11th. So what we're going to do for this podcast is give a little bit of an overview of the winners from this year and talk about the significance of their research.
In case you're wondering what the Nobel Prize is, it's a widely recognized prestigious award for intellectual achievement. You might be wondering, Janooni, what the hell does that mean?
Really got the base there. Yeah.
Thank you. So it's basically awarded yearly from a fund that's set up by a guy named Alfred Nobel, which was basically a Swedish inventor, and he wanted to award these, like, in his will, he wanted to award these prizes to those who actually, quote, have conferred the greatest benefit on mankind. So in this case, the prizes are given out in six categories. So there's physics, chemistry, medicine slash like physiology, literature, peace, and I don't know, until not recently, but later on, they added economic sciences.
Yeah, that was in the mid, I think it was like the mid-50s or like...
Yeah, something around that.
50s or 60s, but fun fact about the Nobel, though, the Nobel Prize. So many people actually believe that Alfred Nobel, he started the Nobel Prize Fund because basically he acquired all of his wealth through patenting and selling billions of dollars worth of explosives.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of people think that he started the prize to change his name from being remembered as, like, the founder of, like, the company that he started to being remembered as, like, gifting millions and millions of dollars to people that have pretty much changed the world in their research. So it's kind of like, oh, there's that history, but then it's, wow, look at the research and stuff he's been able to award.
To be fair, like, when I was doing the research for this, I was like, Nobel Prize, and I'm like, who the heck is Alfred Nobel? But when you're looking it up, it's like the first thing you see is like this guy who has set aside money to give for these individuals, and you're like, wow, what a cool, great dude. But again, like, you don't really look into what you just said right now. Like, he really changed his legacy.
Yeah, truly. Like, the dude has, he's remembered for a lot now.
Right? Oh my god. I'm always so curious. I was just like, how much money did he have?
Like, I'm not sure, like, back in the late 1800s, he died, what was it, 1890 or 1895, I think it was? So I don't know if that would transfer over, but he was, 1895 was when he passed. So it would transfer over, like, whatever his wealth was, it's now worth billions.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, oh, how, I don't know why, for some reason I thought the winners got, like, $2,000.
I think they get $1 million.
Yeah, they get an insane amount.
But most people end up giving it back. Like, they donate it to the institution that they work with, or, like, start funds or something like that.
Yeah, like, it's not something that they spend it on themselves, yeah, for sure.
That being said, do we want to dive into the researchers from this year? Yeah, so first we'll start off with the people that won the first prize from this year in physiology and medicine. Drum roll. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We have David Julius and Artem Paraputian. And they won it for their discoveries of receptors for temperature and touch.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so they basically... how our nervous system basically senses heat, cold, and mechanical stimuli, which is also a big aspect if you think about, like, to homeostasis and stuff. That's
yeah,
a big part. Damn.
Like, that's so cool. And just a little bit more on them. So Dr. Julius is a professor of physiology at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Paraputian is a molecular biologist and neuroscientist at Scripps Research in La Jolla, California.
How about physics?
Yeah, so drum roll for physics.
Anyways, okay, so for physics, the winners, or like the Nobel Prize in physics, was awarded to three scientists. I'm going to butcher their names, so I apologize in advance. Giorgio Parisi, Klaus Hazelmann, and Sukiro Manabe. Again, these three scientists were awarded for their work and basically their knowledge in the foundation of like the Earth's climate and how humanity influences. So basically, climate change.
Yeah. And
of course, other aspects too. These scientists are from, Sakuro Manabe is from Princeton University, while the other, Klaus Hazelmann is from Max Planck Institute for Meteorology in Hamburg, Germany, and Giorgio Parisi is from Sapienza University of Rome.
What's really cool about this, so it was, this prize was also awarded to geoscientists and like physicists as well.
Yeah,
and they, like, these three people pretty much laid the foundation for our understanding of like the existence of climate change in the 21st century and previously as well, but very cool work that they did.
I was gonna add, like, a misconception that I had until like recently about the Nobel Prize is that the winners who were awarded this year, it's from something they did this year, their contributions. I didn't realize that it could have been 5 or 10 years ago that they made a discovery and they didn't get awarded until later. But for some reason, I thought they finished whatever, they discovered this year, later on, like, whatever. I thought it was, like, the Oscars.
That's funny. But, yeah, I think, like, normally, like, the turnaround can be up to, like, 20 to 50 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think the quickest turnaround from, I might be wrong in this, but I'm pretty sure this is correct. So, a few years ago, there was a prize awarded to physicists for the Higgs boson particle, which is pretty much, like, later foundation for understanding how particles acquire mass. Basically, it moves through this thing called the Higgs field, and as particles, like, I'm probably butchering that definition. I'm not a physicist. You might want to look that up.
Okay.
But but basically, like, the turnaround for that prize, I think it was only a couple of years, because like that discovery was so huge. It came out of the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland.
Damn. Science.
Pretty cool.
Okay, for chemistry, Sonia, take it away.
Yeah, so for chemistry, this year it was awarded to Benjamin List and David W.C. McKillian for their development of a new tool to build molecules, work that has ultimately spurred advances in pharmaceutical research and lessened the impact of chemistry on the environment.
Oh. So, okay, basically their work, it's not that as apparent to us as consumers, definitely, but it does play a big part in leading industries, and it's very crucial for research.
Yeah, it's interesting. This year, it's taking a very environmental approach.
Yeah, kind of like
a lot
of
the researchers. Yeah, cool.
Sorry.
But just a little bit more. So Dr. List is a German chemist and director at the Max Planck Institute for Coal Research in Mehelm, on the there in Germany.
Germany.
Let me say that again. So just a little bit more information on that. So Dr. List is a German chemist and director of the Max Planck Institute for Coal Research in Germany. And then Dr. McKillian is a Scottish chemist and professor at Princeton University, where he has also headed the Department of Chemistry from 2010 to 2015.
Ooh, so he's smart, smart.
He's smart, smart. Okay, so moving on to literature. So this year, the Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to, excuse my pronunciation, Abdulrazak Gurnah for his, quote, uncompromising and compassionate penetration of the effects of colonialism and the fate of the refugee in the gulf between cultures and continents. Very cool. So this guy, he was born in Zanzibar, Tanzania in 1948, but he now lives in Britain. And he is the first African to win the award. Oh, pretty cool. Considered the most prestigious in the world of literature in more than, in almost two decades.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Making history this year.
Yeah. And yeah, he's a very prestigious writer. He's written like some of his top 10 novels, which include Memory of Departure, Pilgrim Way, and Dottie, which all deal with immigrant experience in Britain. As well as Paradise, which was shortlisted for the Booker Prize in 1994. And that's about a boy in East African, in an East African country scared by colonialism, and as well as Admiring Silence. That's another book about a young man who leaves Zanzibar for England, where he marries and becomes a teacher.
It's kind of interesting. I don't want to read those books now.
Yeah. Screenshot that.
Okay, so for the Nobel Prize in Peace, there was two journalists who were awarded, Maria Ressa and Dmitry Muratov. So basically, they were awarded this for their efforts to safeguard freedom of expression, which the Nobel Committee described as a precondition for democracy and lasting peace. So more specifically, they were recognized for their courageous fight for the freedom of expression in the Philippines and Russia. They noted that they were part of a broader struggle to protect press freedoms, which is amazing because, again, freedom of speech. More information on these winners is that Maria Ressa is a Fulbright scholar who was also... Wow. Who is also named a Time Magazine Person of the Year in 2018 for crusading work against disinformation. And then Mr. Muratov has defended freedom of speech in Russia for decades, which is, again, working under increasingly difficult conditions. And then within hours of the news of award breaking, fun fact, Kremlin actually stepped up its crackdown on critics, labeling 9 journalists and activists as foreign agents. So
maybe not necessarily a fun fact, but
not a fun fact, but a fact.
A fact.
A fact. Yeah.
And then last up for this year, we have the prize for economics. Mm-hmm. So this year it was awarded to David Card, Joshua D. Angrist, and Judio W. Imbrens. And Mr. Card made his career pretty much studying unintended experiments to examine economic questions like whether raising the minimum wage causes people to lose their jobs.
Interesting.
Yeah, Mr. Angrist and Mr. Imbens have developed research tools that help economists use real-life situations to test big theories, like how additional education affects earnings. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all of these researchers are based in the U.S. and they work at the MIT, so the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And then Mr. Imbrens, he was born in the Netherlands, however, but is at Stanford University right now.
Did you mention how Mr. Card was born in Canada?
Oh yeah, I almost missed over that one. Yeah, Mr. Card. So hey, we got Canadian background. Yeah.
Ooh, look at that. Look at us go.
Yeah. He's currently at the University of California, Berkeley.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, Mr. Cards. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's the winners for this year. kind of interesting. I'm curious to see who the winners are next year. But it's really interesting to see how most of the winners this year have taken approach to, I guess that's what the whole Nobel Prize is about, bettering mankind. But it really is interesting to see, especially their discoveries. And it's not just science, it's not just peas. It can take different forms of benefiting mankind.
Yeah, I think the Nobel right now is a testament to like research as a whole. Like it's not literally what you were just saying. So I'm probably just like preaching to the choir again, but it's research is interdisciplinary. It doesn't necessarily have to be about science. It could be about anything. And these are currently some of the people that are making very big differences in the world with their work.
So by the looks of it, it only looks like there was only one woman who won this year.
Yeah, representation.
Representation. You know, just putting it out there.
just sprinkling that in.
Just a little interesting observation.
But last year, like, was pretty big with the CRISPR with Dr. Doudna and Dr. Chapotier, I believe her name is pronounced. They won it for genetic editing, and I think that was the first time ever two women won the prize.
Yeah, I remember that. That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, we're making. What am I trying to say here? Never mind. Take that out.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM.
There we go.
Okay, but yeah, do you have anything else to add, Sonia?
I think that wraps up a very quick, concise, and interesting episode.
Come back in 20 years to see Sonia winning a Nobel Prize.
And come back next year to see Janouni.
Yeah, I'm just going to win it right now.
Yep, right now. She's already in the running. I've nominated her myself. Yeah, so this time next year, Janouni will win the prize in physiology and medicine.
Yeah. I haven't done anything yet, but that's the most I will be doing.
You've taken physiology courses. Just your presence in those is enough to...
Should I show them my grades, too? Should I tell them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do my transcript?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you guys for joining us.
And catch us next time.
Bye!